And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Friday the 8th of August. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle and Faroes. The general synopsis at 1800. Low, 750 miles west of Rockall, 995, expected just west of Bailey, 985 by 1800 Friday. Low Faroes 981, moving away steadily northeastwards. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. South Utsira, 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Cromarty and 4th. Showers, good. Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover. Southwest, veering west or northwest for a time, 3 to 5. Occasional rain or drizzle at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. White, Portland, Plymouth. Westerly or northwesterly, 2 to 4, backing southwesterly, 3 to 5 for a time in north. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly 4 or 5 later in east. Drizzle for a time in north. Good, occasionally poor in north. Trafalgar. Northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 at times in east. Fog patches in northeast. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in northeast. Southeast Fitzroy. Northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south. Drizzle at times, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Northwest Fitzroy, variable 3 or less, mainly fair, good. Sole, northwest backing west or southwest 3 to 5, fair, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. Westerly backing southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in northwest Shannon. Showers, good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 in southeast Malin, perhaps severe gale 9 later in north Rockall. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. South Bailey. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later, perhaps storm 10 later. Rain or showers, moderate or poor, occasionally good. North Bailey. Cyclonic 4 to 6. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, southwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 later, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in southeast, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 in northwest, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 for a time. Showers, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, west-southwest 4. 12 miles, 1007, rising slowly. Stornoway, southwest 5. 11 miles, 1002, rising more slowly. Lerwick, southwest 7, 9 miles, 999, now falling. Wick Automatic, southwest 4, 19 miles, 1003, rising slowly. Aberdeen, south by west 2, 16 miles, 1005, now falling. Lucas, southwest by west 3, 19 miles, 1008, rising slowly. Bulmer, southwest 2, recent rain, 24 miles, 1009, rising slowly. Bridlington, west 2, 1010, rising more slowly. Sanderty Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west 5, 5 miles, 1014. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west southwest 4, 2 miles, 1016. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west-southwest 5, 1015, steady. Jersey, west 4, 11 miles, 1017, rising more slowly. Channel Line Vessel Automatic, west by south, 4. 11 miles, 1,017. Scilly Automatic, west by north, 3. 9 miles, 1,017, rising more slowly. Milford Haven, west 4, 12 miles, 1,015, rising slowly. Aberporth, southwest by west 4, 12 miles, 1,014, rising slowly. Valley, west 3, 19 miles, 1,013, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, west southwest 4, 1,012, rising slowly. Valentia, southwest 3, 9 miles, 1,016, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, west 3, 16 miles, 1,012, rising slowly. Malin Head, southwest 5, 9 miles, 1,009, rising slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, west by south 3, recent rain 13 miles, 1,010, rising slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Thursday the 7th of August. The general situation. The United Kingdom will lie in a mainly west to southwesterly airflow during the next couple of days. Northern and western areas will have showers and there will be an interval of heavy rain and gale force winds across northern and northwestern Scotland on Friday night. Southern areas will be mainly fair with lighter winds. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in northwest and 4 elsewhere. Showers and also rain at times in north. Good, occasionally poor in north and moderate in south. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 for a time, except in far south, then backing southerly later. Showers, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 for a time in far north, backing southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5 later. Showers, then fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Westerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first in north, becoming variable 2 at times in south. Showers, then fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Showers at first, mainly in north, good, occasionally moderate at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, veering westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4 for a time at first. Drizzle at times, then becoming fair. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West, backing southwest 3 to 5, veering northwest 2 to 4 later. Mainly fair. Good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, backing southwesterly 4 or 5 for a time, except in far west. Mainly fair. Good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, backing westerly or southwesterly later and decreasing 2 at times near Cornwall. Mainly fair, good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, backing southwesterly 4 or 5, then occasionally 6 later in north. Mainly fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West 4 or 5, backing southwest 4 to 6. Showers, then fair, good. Isle of Man. West backing southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times. Showers, then fair, good. Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Westerly 3 or 4 at first in far south, otherwise southwesterly 4 to 6, but decreasing 3 at times in far north. Showers, then fair. Good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardmurchan Point. Southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north. Showers, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally moderate. Ardmurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwest, 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 at first. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And the Shetland Isles, southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And it means we're reaching the end of our day's broadcasting here on BBC Radio 4. In a moment, I'll hand you over to the BBC World Service. But we'll be back on air on Radio 4 at 5 in the morning. That's it for the day here on Radio 4. This is John Hammond in Broadcasting House in London, wishing you, wherever you are, a safe and peaceful night. Good night.
It's Midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Roger Hearing, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Silicon Valley and Jakarta. Coming up on the programme, living with tariffs. Some of the countries worst hit by the new taxes on goods getting into America are still trying to get reductions. Others, like Brazil and India, are talking defiance and working together instead of with Washington. Also on the programme today, OpenAI launches its latest AI bot, GPT-5. They claim it's a game changer. So is it? How Sweden is making steel with less harm to the environment. And videos of fluffy animal dolls acting out very adult stories. Genius or brand damaging? The US courts getting ready to decide. That's Business Matters after the news.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The families of hostages held by Hamas in Gaza have joined protests outside a pivotal meeting of Israel's Security Cabinet in Jerusalem. It's been convened by the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to discuss plans for the Israeli army to occupy the entire Gaza Strip. The proposal is reported to focus initially on Gaza City. Our correspondent Rushdie Abu Alouf describes the situation in the Gaza Strip.
About 65% of Gaza is already under fully Israeli occupation, very Israeli security control, and there is active troop in different places. So imagine if Israel is to expand this operation, where there is about 900,000 people to a million people in Gaza City, squeezed into the eastern part and the coastal side. What the people in Gaza feel the most is another displacement order.
Thousands of supporters of the former Colombian president, Alvaro Uribe, have protested in cities across the country to demand his freedom. Mr. Uribe was sentenced last Friday to 12 years house arrest after being found guilty of witness tampering and fraud. A wealthy businessman has become the head of Haiti's Transitional Presidential Council, which is trying to restore order and oversee elections in the turbulent Caribbean country. Laurent Saint-Cyr called on international allies to help the local security forces tackle heavily armed gangs. Warren Bull reports.
Laurent Saint-Cyr is supposed to be the final head of Haiti's governing council before it's mandated to hand power to a democratically elected successor next year. But in a sign of Haiti's instability, his inauguration itself had to take place in a temporary venue because much of Port-au-Prince is considered too dangerous. A prominent gang leader, Jimmy Cherizier, has threatened to overthrow